Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And here's our first news story for this hour. The Deckerville School District's Board of Education will meet tomorrow, Monday the 24th at 7 p.m. in the high school library. According to the preliminary agenda, the board is expected to hire coaches for winter sports and conduct the first reading of the NEOLA policy change. The board is also expected to address the issue of having an interim athletic director. During the meeting, Superintendent Matthew Connolly is expected to give a report. The other administrators, who are also expected to provide updated reports, are elementary principal Aaron Sutherland and high school principal Josh Stern. Going with a township-wide trash collection and a proposed sawmill were two issues that were discussed during the Grant Township Board of Trustees meeting. During public comment, there were two residents who spoke in support of the township going with a garbage collection. But one of those who commented also said they thought the survey on the issue could have been done better. There were 26 residents that responded to a survey regarding the proposed garbage collection service who wanted it. And there were 51 residents who were opposed to the possibility of a 3-year contract for that service. Some board members supported approving the collection and some didn't. Following a discussion on the issue, the board decided to bow to the will of the people and not approve the collection service. However, the board noted the issue could be revisited in the future. And emergency responders quickly contained a vehicle fire in downtown Bad Axe on Wednesday. The incident occurred at approximately 12:05 p.m. in front of a law office in the downtown area. The Bad Axe Police Department and Bad Axe Fire Department were immediately dispatched to the scene. Upon arrival, first responders utilized a fire extinguisher to suppress the flames and disconnect the vehicle's battery connections to prevent further electrical hazards. Firefighters then extinguished any remaining smoldering materials. According to the Bad Axe Fire Department preliminary investigation, the fire originated in the vehicle's dashboard, which was electrical in nature. And in our national news, emergency crews in Rhode Island worked overnight to contain a hazardous ammonia leak at a local food processing plant, which resulted in 13 people being hospitalized, including two in critical condition. Occupational safety officials have launched an investigation to determine the cause of the leak and to prevent similar incidents, while the facility remained closed for ventilation and structural assessments. In our international news, France's top general, Fabien Mandon, has publicly warned that Russia is preparing for a potential wider confrontation with Europe within the next 5 years. Speaking to local officials, he called for European armed forces to strengthen resilience and readiness, noting the need for a comprehensive defense posture in an increasingly unstable continental security environment. And we do have a couple of obituaries to report for this hour. It has been said, all people die, but not all people truly live. Emily lived. She filled her 76 years with purpose, joy, and love. Emily Christine Brillat Booms was born on August 11, 1949, and entered her internal home on November 21, 2025. Known affectionately as Mom, Boucha, Emily, or Aunt Emily. On September 7, 1968, she married her high school sweetheart, Gene Booms. Emily is survived by her children and her 10 beloved grandchildren. She now joins her loving husband, Gene, who preceded her in death, and together they rest in the peace of God's eternal embrace. Funeral Mass for Emily will be Tuesday, November 25th, 2025, at St. Anthony's Catholic Church of the Holy Name of Mary Parish. Visitation for Emily will be at the church on Tuesday, beginning at 10 a.m. until the time of service at 1 p.m. Family will have a private burial at a later date. Arrangements are being handled by Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. In honoring Emily's life, we are reminded to live with the same faith and tenderness she carried so naturally. And Arlene E. Barber, age 83 of Bad Axe, formerly of Marine City, passed away on Friday, November 21st, 2025. Arlene was born January 28, 1943 in Austin Township. Arlene is survived by her brothers Daryl, Eugene, and Randy, sister-in-law, brother-in-law, her stepchildren, and many nieces and nephews. Funeral services will be held on Tuesday, November 25th, 2025 at 4 p.m. at the Kaufman Funeral Home in Bad Axe. Visitation will be held on Tuesday at the funeral home from 2 p.m. until the time of service at 4 p.m. Memorials may be offered to Thumb Industries. Condolences may be shared at kaufmanfuneralhome.com.